The Gemara in the Sechta Becharis Daf Chav Tes teaches us that one may not Menani Mili, as we quoted in our previous year, that one may not receive payment to teach Torah. Ma Rebel Marati Eschem Chukim Mishpatim Kashet Tzivani Hashem Lakai Ma Ani Bechinam Af Atem Bechinam. And as we discussed extensively in our previous shiurim, from here we learned that one may not get payment to teach Torah. But as is very clear in our Gemara, that this halacha is not limited to Torah, that this halacha also applies to all mitzvahs. And the question is, how do we know that? So the Machna Ephraim takes the approach that teaching Torah, I'm not obligated to teach somebody else Torah, me specifically. And therefore, if in such a circumstance I may not receive payment, so certainly in a circumstance where I'm obligated to do a mitzvah, I may not receive payment for such an activity. Others want to say that indeed, the Cheshek Shloime says that it's only by teaching Torah where there's a mitzvah asay to do it for free. Everywhere else, indeed, one cannot say is a deraisa. So, whether we learn that it's a deraisa, whether we learn it's a drabonon, it is, however, quite clear in our Gemara that one is not allowed to get paid to do a mitzvah. The Paiskim discuss the halachas regarding a doctor. Is a doctor allowed to get paid to heal someone? Verapi rapa, certainly a mitzvah to heal people. May one get payment for such an activity? So the Shulchan Aruch in Yoridei Simen Shin Lamed Vav Sif Bei says a roifa also lito schar hachochma valimud. He's not allowed to take payment for his medical knowledge, for his teaching people medicine. Av schar tayruch, as we discussed previously as well, the schar tayruch involved. In the schar tircha involved, or betela, as we discussed as well, the schar betela involved, that a person is allowed to get payment for. But the question is, what is included and what is not included? The Ramban in the Torah Sa'odom clearly says that to get paid for healing someone is also, because if there's a din in the Torah of Hashivos Eloi, there's a halacha of Hashavas Aveda, so there is no greater Hashavas Aveda, there is no greater Hashavas Aveda than Hashavas Gufoi, helping a person get his health back. So therefore, being a doctor is certainly a mitzvah, and since it's certainly a mitzvah, one is obligated to do without getting payment. Just as we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, schar tircha, if somebody is delivering the prescription, somebody had to travel to visit the patient, that is schar tircha, and for that you're allowed to get paid. I did see an opinion from the Rosh, Taisus HaRosh, that says we know the Gemara Masechta Brachos teaches us v'rapa yirapa mikan shenit l'rushus l'roifa l'rapas. Says the Taisus HaRosh that the Torah with this pasuk mikan shenit l'rushus l'roifa l'rapas is actually extending and saying that a doctor is allowed to get paid. Not only is the doctor obligated to heal, the doctor is allowed to get paid, even though it's a mitzvah. For mitzvahs, we're learning you're not supposed to get paid. And in fact, I saw Rabbeinu Yitzchak Yisraeli in a Sefer Musar Rafoyim says that maybe a reason a doctor is allowed to get paid, and not only is a doctor allowed to get paid, but a doctor is allowed to take a significant payment, is because we want people to respect what the doctor says. And the way we're going to accomplish that people will respect what the doctor says is by making them pay him a decent pay. If he gets paid a decent amount, people will have the tendency to have more respect for what he says. Rav Moshe, in the Igros Moshe, Yoredei Chelik Dalet Siman Nun Beis, in fact discusses doctors getting paid more than Schar B'Tehillah. It says the reason why doctors are allowed to take such a significant fee is because the patients who go to these doctors are anxious to get well. And if they choose this doctor, it's because he has he wants this doctor. So it's as if he's saying, I'm choosing this doctor and I'm willing to pay and do whatever it takes to get him to be my doctor. He also says, this is something that we discussed in our previous year as well, the entire concern of getting paid, not getting paid, he says, is only applicable when somebody has a different profession. But if this doctor's only profession is being a doctor, that is not where Chazal said that you're not allowed to get paid. And I saw from the Sefer Torah Yeledes as well. He says that it used to be that a doctor was not a profession that was solely the doctor's profession. But now, obviously, that doctors only do that. They don't do anything else. Doctors could get a significant pay. So I saw in the Sefer Daf Al Adaf asks a question. If we're learning you're not allowed to get paid to do a mitzvah, how could a moil get paid to make a bris milah? So he quotes Rav Shamshul Ferl Hirsch Zitzal that makes the following distinction: for which mitzvahs may you get paid and for which mitzvahs may you not get paid. He says a mitzvah that another person cannot do by himself. He says the way Talmud Torah is accomplished is by me teaching. That's the way it always works with a Talmud to Rebbe. If that's the way the mitzvah is accomplished, so that's where the Torah says you shouldn't get paid. But in a mitzvah where a person should really do it himself, as we know, the halacha is that a father should really do the bris milah by himself. In such a situation, he says that the metzias is very, very different. And there, I'm not obligated to make the bris. So if I do it, I'm allowed to get paid. Which he says is really connected to machloikis achroinim. He says there's a machloikis achroinim if the mitzvah of milah is a mitzvah which is strictly a mitzvah on the father, or is it a mitzvah on all of Klal Yisrael? And he says that the mitzvah of milah is a mitzvah which is, so he says that's what this issue will hinge on. If we say that the mitzvah's milah is a mitzvah that's on the father, so I, who am not the father, have absolutely no obligation to do this mitzvah. If I have no obligation to do this mitzvah, I may receive payment for doing it. But if it's a mitzvah that's for all of Klal Yisrael, then it's a mitzvah that I am also obligated to do, and then other hatayim will have to be identified how a moil should be allowed to get paid. Then I saw in the Sefer Chashukei Chemet a very interesting shaila. He says, again, given that we're learning that you're not allowed to get paid to do a mitzvah, so the issue that he discusses is there's a kohen who refuses to do nesias kapayim, refuses to duchen unless he gets paid. And the question is, just like we learned in our Gemara, Hanoitel schar lodun dina betalim, lahoir edosav betalim, lahazis lakadosh, meim of meimara, eif afroi eifer mikla. So maybe the halacha should be as well that his brachas should be considered brach levatolo. And if it's a brach levatolo, you shouldn't answer amen. So he quotes the Sefer Reishis Bikurim, who says that the Shuchnar, that the Paiskim say that a noikos schalut koy b'shoifer, if somebody takes payment to blow the shoifer in Rosh Hashanah, ain't a royus sima bracha. So the question is, why does the Shulchan Aruch only say he's ain't a royus sima bracha? The Shulchan Aruch should say that he's not joyce, we're not joyce to the mitzvah, given the examples that we just quoted from our Gemara. So he says, quoting his brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, he says, when Kohanim do Nesias Kapayim, it's not the Kohanim who are giving the bracha. The Kohanim are just the vehicle through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon us bracha. As we say every morning, V'samash mi'a b'nei Yisrael v'ani avorchem. So when we're answering Amen to the Nesias Kapayim, it's not that we're answering Amen to the Kohen's bracha, that we can have a question, well, how could a Kohen take payment? He's not allowed to take payment to do a mitzvah. We're saying Amen to a Kadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. And that bracha, nobody could take away from us. And nobody could take away. And therefore, even though the Kohanim perhaps are not doing the right thing in requesting payment, we may answer Amen and to their bracha, because we should be indeed Zoicha v'samashmi'a b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarchim.